Today in Jacksonville, Governor Charlie Crist visited troops and toured the Wounded Warrior Project's track center. In letters to Florida's U.S. Senators Bill Nelson and George Lemieux, Crist's former chief of staff, the governor asked them to support federal legislation to enhance health care for veterans. Crist was asked about the possibility that the Florida legislature will reverse the state's ban on drilling for fossil fuels off the coasts.
Well, I think we need to be open-minded about it. I think that, you know, energy is an incredibly important issue, not only to Florida, but to America. And, you know, I want to protect our beaches as much as anybody does. But by the same token, I want to make sure that we have energy independence, too. So I look forward to the discussion ahead, and I think it will be productive for all of us to tune in.
A Quinnipiac University poll released a week ago found that Crist's lead over former State House Speaker Marco Rubio in next year's Republican U.S. Senate primary had been cut in half. In Jacksonville, Crist told Florida Public Radio reporter Steve Brown he is not worried about his lead diminishing.
I'm glad to be in the lead.
Even though Florida had to ask for a waiver to be eligible for some federal funding because of a requirement that states accepting stimulus funds should not lower education spending below 2006 levels, Crist claimed the state's education funding had not been reduced.
We haven't cut education in Florida. Fortunately, we've been able to sustain the funding for education. I'm very proud of what we've been able to do as it relates to education in our state. We've gone from 31st out of 50 states to number 14th in America last year, and this year in the top 10 for the first time, I think, in recorded history. So Florida's on the right track, especially in the area of education. Very pleased for our students, and very grateful to our teachers and the parents that work so hard. In addition, you know, Florida provides an awful lot of choice in education. I mean, obviously we have public education, we have private education, we have homeschooling, and we have charter schools. So Florida's a place that believes in freedom and giving parents the opportunity to make those important decisions for their child.